You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
This morning, we're returning to stories from 2011 that got the biggest response from you, the listeners. It is Christmas time. It means you're probably spending time with your family. Spending time with your family probably means you've been having some uncomfortable dinner table conversations. And what dinner table conversation provokes more interest, excitement, frustration, anger, and discomfort than the subject of race? Well, no one knows this better than Jay Smooth. He's the host of WBAI's Underground Railroad. Take a listen to this excerpt from his TEDx talk called How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Discussing Race.
Growing up as a very light-skinned black man of mixed descent, I often find myself in sort of peculiar race-based conversations. Oftentimes when I'm meeting someone for the first time, rather than making small talk, they'll immediately present me with a philosophical conundrum. They will ask, "What are you?" And I'll have to explain, "I'm not a philosophy major. My father is black, my mother's white. What are we?" I don't know.
Jay Smooth gave that TED talk in November. About a week after that, he came on our show to talk with John and me about talking about race. According to Jay, we have to practice better racial hygiene. People can't consider themselves clean if they don't practice good daily hygiene. And as with hygiene, it's something we need to consistently work on. We need to constantly demonstrate and initiate good conversations about race. So let's jump right into this one, since things got interesting immediately. I started by congratulating Jay on having New York's longest-running hip-hop radio show.
It's been 20 years now.
Nice.
Yeah. They can't get rid of me.
Well done.
I don't think they want to get rid of you.
Well, they can't, because you're black, right?
Half.
Well, that it may not work quite that way at Pacific Radio.
Let's get right away started here.
Well, I first saw this when you blogged about it at your video blog, which is called illdoctrine.com. And I assume that it was your blog that got so many hits that led to your TED Talk.
Yeah, I do video commentaries at my site, illdoctrine.com. And during the last election season, I just felt a need to vent about how race issues were playing out during the primary season. And usually when you make such a YouTube video, it gets views for the first 48 hours or so.
No, that one lived on.
Then disappears. But this one, where I was trying to figure out how we could discuss these race issues among well-meaning people more productively, has persisted and found an audience, which I think shows how hungry people are for ways to discuss race issues among well-meaning people without it being quite so painful.
I mean, when I watched that very first video blog of how to tell someone that they've said something that's racist, it seemed to me like it had to have been inspired by something. You looked fired up. I mean, you looked like you saw something on TV or heard somebody say something that made you suddenly be inspired to say, "All right, we need to settle this."
Is it the Kane stuff?
There were various things during the, yeah. I don't want to dredge up too many old war
Thank
wounds
you for that.
As we bring up another season now, but there were a few different instances where I feel like we tend to take every conversation about race as a conversation about intent rather than one about impact.
All right, so I just said you've been around for 20 years on WBAI because they can't fire you because you're black. Is that racist?
Well, I think, is that racist? It's a simplistic way of looking at it, and I think whenever we address a question like that, it becomes an all or nothing. Am I a bad person who is racist, or am I a good person who therefore could not be racist?
Let's get to the essence of what your TED Talk is called. And I encourage everyone to look at not only the original video blog at illdoctrine.com, but then the TED Talk, which is called How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Talking About Race. Basically, your idea is what you're trying to lay out here, which is that you should eliminate you are a racist to a certain extent from your conversation and turn it into what you just said, specifically those words were racist.
Yeah, and it's very difficult to accomplish that because we tend to deeply personalize these conversations no matter how diplomatically you broach the subject. But I think if we can move towards thinking about being a good person the way we think about being a clean person, when we think of ourselves as a clean person, we assume that's something we maintain every day. We don't think I'm clean, therefore I don't need to groom myself every day. But when it comes to being a good person, especially in relation to race, we assume if I'm a good person, therefore I couldn't be racist. And that assumption leads us to become averse to any suggestion that we've been imperfect.
It's the passivity that's the problem. You need to be actively sort of understanding how you're addressing people, the way that your discourse is sort of indicating where you come down on race.
Right. I mean, I think part of being a good person is being aware that we're all imperfect. We're all going to have blind spots. We all, as human beings, develop little pockets of prejudice. So we shouldn't take it as any sort of shame or stigma when we point out possible mistakes to each other.
So let me ask you about pointing out mistakes to each other. Are we supposed to do that? I mean, if you hear something that you think is racist, Are you saying that we're kind of compelled to discuss it then?
I don't think you're necessarily obligated to broach the issue in each and every case. I mean, it depends on the context and what the social situation is. I don't think it's the burden is always on someone who has been offended to take it as a teaching moment. I think you need to be selective.
Sometimes they have to do that.
Can
I try one out on you?
Sure.
Do you ever use the word lame?
I try not to, as I've learned over the years.
Really? How have you? Because I'm in a wheelchair. Lame drives me crazy. It's just like, so you can't walk.
That's a great example of a word that people use quite often with no malicious intent. They've just never had reason to consider that it's hurtful to others.
Exactly. And you bring it up and people go, "Wow, come on." You know, and still.
You know, let me ask you, we're speaking with Jay Smooth. He's the host of WBAI's Underground Railroad. And his TED Talk that he gave is called How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Talking About Race. And I kind of facetiously mentioned the 10% success rate. But I'm wondering what that 10... I mean, this happens to me all the time. People look at me, like you say, they look at you, and don't realize that I'm part African American. So they say things to me that they may not say if they knew what my background was. So let me ask you, I do often point this out, and I'm wondering about this 10% success rate. What is success in these conversations?
Well, that's an important question because I think we tend to hope that there will be an epiphany in the person we're speaking to, and oftentimes that may just not be possible. You may just need to clarify the issues for your own sake, and especially in public discourse, for the sake of other people that are observing it.
Have you ever had an epiphany where somebody goes, "Oh, you know, I'm a racist"?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't hope for the epiphany to be "I'm a racist" so much as
"But I understand what you're saying.
This thing that I said had racist implications I wasn't aware of."
Which is exactly what you're talking about. And I love that the use of clean, that which is something that has to be maintained, as opposed to in your TED Talk, you say you shouldn't view it as your tonsils being out. I can't be prejudiced because I had my prejudice out last year.
Right. We cling to this all or nothing binary where we assume that if we have made a decision not to be prejudiced, this is akin to having your tonsils taken out. So if anyone suggests that you have some pocket of prejudice or some blind spot, we say, "No, I had my prejudice removed.
I'm not racist. I work for public radio."
And yet, what you're saying to people is, no matter what color you are, these things slip in because they're societal. You may not even be aware.
Yeah, we all just have cognitive, psychosocial processes that push us towards developing certain prejudices, seeing people in groups and out groups, and we are all, as in the example you just gave, you know, there are many pieces of language that we just may have never been exposed to the origins and the connotations.
Think about them in a new way.
So you're saying that if should this come up, your advice is don't say "you're racist," but say "what you just said sounded racist."
Yeah, and if you are receiving that critique, take it as a confirmation that you're seen as a good person, that someone would think you want to know that you have something racist stuck in your teeth.
Because they wouldn't point it out if they didn't think you could make a change.
Exactly.
Jay Smooth is the host of WBAI's Underground Railroad. It's the longest-running hip-hop radio show in New York. He came on the show in November.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.